Practice 3, Part 1, page 15. Access to information from written texts. Entrance examinations.
Anyone who attends an Israeli high school, or almost any high school around the world, spends a great deal of school time taking tests. There are tests given in each subject, the most difficult usually given at the end of a student's high school studies. In Israel, the grades on the matriculation exams, otherwise known as the Bagrut exams, as well as the results of the psychometric entrance test, PET, which is actually more important, determine whether students will be able to attend university. Throughout the world, these exams have different names, such as the SAT exam and the A and O levels. The Israeli PET has three sections consisting of multiple choice questions that test the verbal, mathematical, and English skills of the student. No matter what the test is called, the purpose is the same. The test writers claim that these tests help colleges and universities predict academic success. Students who take the tests don't always agree with the test writers. Some say that if they have studied and gotten good grades in high school, the universities should be able to see that they are good students. Others say that the PET only tests whether or not a student knows how to take a test, not if the student knows the subject matter. Still, others say that these exams are only fair to those who have money, because they are the ones who can afford to take special courses that teach them how to pass with high grades. Some of these complaints are being listened to. For instance, the SAT exam writers are studying whether the tests are fair for all test takers. They are comparing the results of females and males, of test takers who live in cities and in small towns, and the race of the test takers. In this way, they hope to write tests which truly test students' ability rather than their gender, home environment, or race. In the meantime, unfortunately, in Israel the PET hasn't been adapted to meet the latest standards of fairness, and the score is used by almost all universities throughout the country to decide whether to accept or reject students.